This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Polling concluded peacefully for the first phase of assembly elections in Bihar today. Voting was held in 121 constituencies spread over 18 districts. According to Chief Electoral Officer, 64.46% voter turnout was recorded in the first phase. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar today congratulated the electors of Bihar for the historic voter turnout in Phase 1 of Assembly elections. The Commissioner thanked the electors for expressing their faith in the Election Commission and turning out to vote in such large numbers with fervour and enthusiasm. Mr. Kumar has also thanked the entire election machinery for working with full transparency and dedication. The electoral fate of a total of the 1,314 candidates has now been sealed in the electronic voting machines. Elaborate security arrangements were made to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling in the first phase. Barring a few sporadic incidents, polling was by and large peaceful. In Lakhisarai district, some miscreants attacked the convoy of Deputy Chief Minister and BJP candidate Vijay Kumar Sinha near a pool booth. The Election Commission has taken the incident seriously and directed the DGP Vinay Kumar to take strict action against those involved. Meanwhile, campaigning has intensified for the second phase of assembly polls in Bihar. Leaders of NDA and Mahagathbandhan held back-to-back rallies and roadshows in the support of their candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed public meetings in Bhagalpur and Araria. He accused the RJD of lawlessness and lack of development in Bihar during its tenure. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held public meetings at Araria and Purnia in support of Mahagathbandhan candidates. Mr. Gandhi said Bihar needs to progress again, adding that world's best universities and hospitals should be established in the state. RJD leader and chief ministerial candidate of Mahagathbandhan Tejaswi Prasad Yadav held rallies in Madhubani, Supaul, Kishanganj, Katihar and Purnia district. In the second phase, 122 assembly constituencies across 20 districts will go to the polls on the 11th of this month. Counting of votes will take place on 14th of November. The Indian Navy today enhanced its indigenous capabilities with the formal commissioning of the new survey vessel Ikshak. The ship, the third in the survey vessel large class, was inducted into service at a ceremony held at the naval base in Kochi. Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, presided over the event. Named after the Sanskrit word for guide, the ship is equipped with advanced hydrographic and oceanographic tools, including multi-beam sonars and autonomous underwater vehicles. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has advocated for developing world-class banks in India, adding that discussions are ongoing in this regard. The minister was addressing the 12th SBI Banking and Economics Conclave in Mumbai this afternoon. She urged the banking sector to support growth by expanding credit availability. She added that banks must deepen and widen credit flow to productive sectors to promote growth, asserting that goods and services tax GST rate cuts will spur demand and investment. The minister said the government has taken countless path-breaking reform measures to improve ease of doing business since 2014.
Trade facilitation has improved from 93 hours to 49 hours now. So we have undertaken countless path-breaking ease of doing business reforms since 2014. The 1,500 archaic laws have been removed. 45,000 compliances have also been removed. The goods and services tax reforms, new generation GST, essentially focusing on rate reduction, you would think, but I would think rate reduction, yes, but process simplification, classification clarity are also part of this GST next generation reforms.
In men's cricket, India defeated hosts Australia by 48 runs in the fourth T20 international at Karara Oval in Queensland today. With the win, Team India has taken a lead of 2-1 in the five-match series. Members of the Indian women cricket team, winner of the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup 2025, called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.